Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions over on torquemag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. You can also download episodes directly from WMR.fm. Today, we have a very special guest joining us. We're thrilled to have Hari Shankar, an open source program manager at Automattic and a key contributor to the WordPress ecosystem. Hari is currently focusing on improving the experience for WordPress contributors, and Hari has been instrumental in developing the contributor working group and the mentorship program. Today, we'll dive deep into those exciting initiatives and explore how they're shaping the future of WordPress. Welcome to the show, Hari. I want to just ask you from the start, how did you get into WordPress?
Hey, Doc, excited to be here. So my WordPress story is pretty interesting. I'll try to keep it as short as possible. So I was a college student. I was doing some freelance work by the side. This is way back in 2007. And I was helping out a couple of friends doing a startup. And we were hand coding websites in HTML. That was our side gig while we were in college. So my friend showed me this web application, which allows you to create websites without having to write a line of code. And that was WordPress. And I got hooked ever since. I was also blogging by this side. I was on Blogger. So this got me to move to WordPress.com, which eventually got me to self-hosted WordPress. Then I was, building websites by the side, and I got hooked into the entire ecosystem. It was my first foray into open source as well. And ever since, I've been on it. Then WordPress has led me to different ways. So even after college, all the jobs that I did was related to WordPress. So I was freelancing. I was doing something. I was doing some journalist work by the side. But even though that was my focus, I did try to have WordPress in my life one way or the other. Then briefly, I switched paths. I was working in a bank. I moved away. So I've done a lot of odd jobs, but in any opportunity that I had, I always had WordPress. So eventually, somehow that journey brought me to Automattic, where I joined as a happiness engineer. And as of 2020, I moved my role. I'm currently working full-time on WordPress open source, or open source WordPress, WordPress.org. Because I believe the open source software, the WordPress, that is very close to my heart. That's what, it's literally given me everything that I have today, and I'm immensely grateful. So I'm excited to be working full-time on WordPress. I was a community deputy. I still am. And from 2020 through 2022, I was supporting WordPress events, helping WordCamps and meetups. So from 2022, I've been working on what you mentioned about me before. I've been an open source program manager, and I'm trying to, improve or support the WordPress contributor ecosystem to help fight for the future on one side, and to help volunteer contributors or self-sponsored contributors. And one of the initiatives that I'm working with the contributor working group is to create a mentorship program. So that's my story in a very capsule-sized format.
Yeah, and I want to say you've had a very interesting life. I read your story on the Hero Press post. So if people want to hear a little bit more in your own words about how WordPress changed your life and made you so passionate about WordPress and open source, they can find that on Hero Press. You mentioned the WordPress contributor working group, and we both talked about it a little bit. What led to the development of the WordPress contributor working group, and what are its main objectives?
Oh, that's an excellent question. So the contributor working group was formed as a result of some major gaps in the WordPress contributor ecosystem. So since last year, folks working on WordPress contribution. They've identified some issues with Five for the Future and general WordPress contribution in general. So these are things that have already always been talked about. So as part of my work, I decided to do a research, and I spoke to a lot of contributors. I read a lot of posts. I did some of my own experiments, and I published a WordPress contributor journey post in the Make project blog, and I asked for feedback. So the idea is I was trying to showcase how the contribution flow currently works in WordPress in that post. And the feedback that I got was that there's currently a problem. So people come into WordPress, they want to contribute, but they get stuck at some point. So what is a blocker? The blocker is that there's too much of information, or they're unable to find guidance. So that seems to be the biggest problem. And a couple of the recommendations that we got from folks, in fact, that actually stood out from all the feedback that I got. So this post is actually in the Make Project blog. So if you look at the comments, the major theme that stood out was there's a need for mentorship. There's a need for people. There's a need for contributors to support other people. So there's a bunch of other things that can be done to improve the contributor experience, like improving the tooling and improving the overall UI, UX of the contribution. But mentorship seemed to be something that, you know, that really stood out. So I thought about it a bit, and I discussed with a couple of community members. And so there was a WordPress contributor working group that was created during the pandemic for the Make community team. So I spoke with the folks who used to organize that. And I put out a proposal proposing that we relaunch this working group with the idea of creating a mentorship program. So this was a proposal. I was not expecting a lot, but again, that proposal also got a lot of I was overwhelmed by the positive response to that proposal. So following that, we set up a working group. We launched a working group. We put out a call for volunteers, which also got an overwhelming response. And in the meantime, I thought about this a bit and created a framework for testing this out. So of course, like, we know that mentorship is important, but we need to see if this works, right? So the working group was formed, and in our first chat, I shared an example of what this would look like. And again, everybody seemed to be interested, and together the group, we started working towards that. We started iterating on it, and we created a pilot. So yeah, but that's the story of how the working group came into place, and we're currently focusing exclusively on mentorship. So mentorship as a way to improve the entire core contributor experience for WordPress.
And on the next segment, we're going to talk about the mentorship program more in depth. But I want to go back to that proposal and the research you were doing where you found out the blockers for new contributors was just knowing how to contribute. And that's what led to the mentorship program. I'm curious, were you seeing that this was a unique problem to like individual contributors versus contributors that are like sponsored by Automattic or sponsored by a company as part of Five for the Future? Or was it pretty much the same problem across the board?
Oh, that's an excellent question, Doc. So I would say that this problem is faced by everybody. So even if you're a sponsored contributor or a volunteer contributor, you face this issue. Because I spoke to several sponsored contributors who faced the same problem, and they were able to get through it because there was somebody in the company that they were working for to support them, right? So, but volunteer contributors did not have that luxury. Like many of them, they would try contributing, but they would get stuck at some point. So for some teams, it's fairly easy to contribute, but for many others, it was very difficult. So I would say that both sponsored and volunteer contributors had the same problem. Sponsored contributors had the advantage of having somebody who is already in that company who does the contribution being their mentor. But for volunteer contributors, it's an entirely different story. They do not have access to this kind of mentorship, which often causes them to drop off. And there's a lot of things that we can do to improve the contributor experience. But since WordPress is an open source project, that takes a lot of time and work. But mentorship seemed like a low-hanging fruit, for want of a better metaphor. Because we already have a very active community of contributors, many of them who've been contributing for a long time, and they know the ins and outs. So if they could help somebody who knew who was coming in, that will definitely make the process easier for them and help them to stay long term. So that is the idea which brought us to mentorship. And yes, it is relevant for everybody.
We are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking to Harishankar about the mentorship program that is coming for WordPress to help bring people to contributing and make it easier for them and share what they've learned already. So stay tuned after this break for more Press This.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. I'm your host, Doc Pop. Today, I'm talking to Hari Shankar about the WordPress Contributor Working Group and the new mentorship program. Before the break, we talked about the blockers that new contributors face, and those are largely just learning how to get into WordPress, how to contribute. And as part of research that Hari has been doing, it has found that the best way to solve this is through a mentorship program. So we talked about that in the beginning of the show. Hari, can you elaborate on the pilot for the mentorship program and, you know, what are the expected outcomes? How does it work? Just give us the rundown.
Oh, absolutely. So, well, we decided to do this pilot as an experiment. So as part of the research that I did and from all the feedback that I got from folks both inside the contributor working group and from the community, we identified the problem and we know a solution, which is mentorship. But how do we test this? What is the best form of mentorship? This mentorship itself is a huge topic and there's so many ways that you can mentor folks. So, and we need to do this quickly because I personally believe that WordPress is in a very unique space in history where it needs more new contributors coming in. And we need to test this out. We cannot, you know, wait to build an ideal program. So which is where the pilot comes in. So the working group in its stats, we discussed this and we identified a test or a pilot or an MVP or like a minimum valuable product. So that's where we are coming from. And in this pilot, we are attempting two types of mentorship. One is a cohort-based mentorship and one is one-on-one mentorship. So we're going to put 10 people, 10 volunteer contributors and new contributors. And we may have a mix of, you know, some folks who are slightly experienced. So these are mentees. These are folks who will get mentorship. We are trying to pair them with 10 mentors. So these mentors are ideally veteran contributors who've been around for a while. They know their way around the project. And they work together for 4 weeks in an asynchronous way. This happens in the Make WordPress Slack. We will be creating a dedicated channel for this. So in these 4 weeks, for the first 2 weeks, the folks, the mentees, they learn about the project. So they know, they find out about how the project works, what are the different make teams, and certain skills that you need to, like how are decisions made in the WordPress project, and like different other aspects of the project, like for instance, WordCamps and meetups, and how to communicate in the project, how decisions are made, and essentially the ins and outs of how the project works. So one thing that I want to state is this is a very low effort program for the mentor and the mentee. And so it doesn't take more than 3 to 4 hours per week because we understand that the folks coming in here are volunteers, both the mentors and mentees. So we don't want to take up a lot of their time. So in the first 2 weeks, they get a very good idea about the project. And so there's two types of mentorship, as I mentioned. There's cohort-based, like a group mentorship, which happens. And each person is connected to a mentor. So every week, the mentee chats to the mentor. The mentor provides them guidance and support. And they help them identify the teams that they want to contribute to. And by the end of the first 2 weeks, they will have a good idea of what the project is and they will decide which team or teams that they want to contribute to. So for the pilot, we have six. So that would be core, test, the core team, the test team, the polyglots team. Then we'll have the docs team, the photos team, and am I missing something? Yeah. So yeah, that's about two more teams, which doesn't come to my mind real quick. But yeah, we have around 6 to 7 teams in our pilot. So we have mentors from each team inside the cohort. So all these folks, by the end of the first two weeks, the mentees will have learned a good idea about what the project is. And in the next 2 weeks, they actually start contributing to the team of their choice. So this is where mentors from the specific teams come in. So at this point, mentees, they pick whichever team that they want to contribute to. And the mentors representing those teams, they work with the mentees and help them make their first set of contributions. So they learn the ropes. So so as opposed to a typical contributor who sort of like comes to the project and doesn't know which handbook to look at or which Slack channel to join, there's a mentor to guide them, to onboard them to the project, to help them make their first contributions. And so together they will, for the next 2 weeks, they will either make a contribution or a series of contribution to the make team or teams of their choice with the help of this specific mentor. And by the end of the 4 weeks, every participant in the program, our hope is that they will get a very good idea of the project is, and they will have made a first set of initial contributions. And these folks, as they work with the mentors will give them a very good idea of, you know, how things are. And they will have built a very strong bond among themselves, and they will feel a sense of belonging to the project. And you asked about metrics. So as for metrics, our hope is that if at least 50 to 60% or even 70 to 80% of these people, they decided to stay and contribute long-term, I would consider that to be a win. But that is the hope, actually. And we are actually viewing this in a very experimental sense. This is essentially a huge experiment. And I'm hoping to learn from this as much as possible to see how we can iterate this program and build this into something that is more scalable. And I hope for a future where every new contributor coming into WordPress gets access to mentorship.
Are you familiar with any other open source projects that are doing some sort of mentorship program like this?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, many major open source projects have mentorship of some sort. I believe the Linux Foundation definitely has that. Google has this open source project, the Maps program and the Local Guide program. They have mentorship. I know they're not open source, but those are very good programs that I've looked at for inspiration. And many other major open source programs, like even Drupal, several big projects, they have mentorship of some sort built into them. And for this program, we're trying to build something unique because many of those mentorship programs have one-on-one, you know, relationships associated with them. So we're trying a cohort-based approach for now. And my hope is that we have mentorships associated with each make team in association with the project-based mentorship that we have. So definitely, open source projects have this built in, which is something that WordPress has not had so far. And that's the problem that I'm trying to solve with this contributor working group.
And WordPress is a very complex thing. You've got the docs team, you've got performance team, core team, people working on Gutenberg. I'm sure I'm leaving out stuff, but you've got a lot going on. I am wondering if the fact that we might need mentorships to help people contribute is a sign that it's too difficult to contribute to WordPress? Or do you feel that WordPress is pretty much as optimized as it can be? And this is just, you know, when you have something so large and so multifaceted, you're going to have some sort of solutions to help onboard people.
So I agree with the part where you said that WordPress, at this point, it's not very easy to contribute WordPress. I mean, the process has become a lot easier over time, and there are ways that folks who are very new also can contribute. For instance, there's a photos team where all you need to do is to click a photo. And if you speak a different language other than English, you can contribute as a polyglot contributor. But overall, I would say that if you are new to WordPress and if you want to contribute, the process is not exactly super easy. So, which is where mentorship comes into the picture. I'm trying mentorship as a way. So the working group, we are actually testing out this program as a way to see if having somebody to walk you through the process of contributing solves that problem. But there needs to be an overhaul of the system in as a whole to make the process a lot easier. I don't know the best way to do that, but here's like one of the objectives behind this program is to try and find out what we can do to improve the WordPress contributor ecosystem as well. So the feedback that we get from new contributors, that is very, very important. So the feedback loop is built into this pilot. And I hope as we do more of these experiments, we will have the feedback built in. So the feedback that we get from these new contributors who come in, who say that, hey, this is not working, this handbook is very difficult to follow, that will help us give the feedback to the Meta team. The Meta team is a team that helps build WordPress.org to improve the contributor ecosystem, to make our tools easier, to make our processes easier, and to generally work with other teams to ensure that the process of contribution, the barrier of contribution gets lower. So, yeah.
I totally agree that sometimes when you're going through something, you're learning how to do something, you may not be taking notes on what's painful, or you may not really have a good idea of what exactly is painful until you kind of talk about it. And I kind of feel like this is a good opportunity for the mentors and the mentees when they're talking about stuff, and then the mentees to go and talk to the rest of the program about it, for these ideas to get vocalized more and expressed and described in more detail in a way that maybe will help the project be easier to contribute without mentors. But that's kind of a nice side effect of this program. I wanted to ask you about the we're talking about a pilot program. It sounds like it's about 2 weeks of kind of educating the mentees and maybe a 4 week project kind of overall. I think I'm kind of close on that. What is the goal for, you know, next steps? Once this program is done, once the pilot's done, what do you think the next steps are going to be, and what has already happened so far?
We have big plans. So immediately after the pilot is over, which is, to clarify, 2 weeks of learning about the project and 2 weeks of contributing, so a total of 4 weeks. So in 4 weeks, our hope is that our contributors learn everything about the project and start contributing to a make team. The first thing that we're going to do, I mean, when I say we, I'm referring to the contributor working group. Our goal is to evaluate how the program went, because we are really viewing this as an experiment. We want to learn what worked well, what did not work well, where can we improve. So we are going to try and get this information as much as possible from our mentees through a survey and through conversations with mentors and both mentees. So that feedback will be very critical for us. So that's exactly the reason why we're doing this. As I mentioned, so we know that mentorship is a requirement, but we need to test to see what is the best way to mentor folks. So we are actually approaching this from that mindset. So once we have that information, we're going to try and use it to build our next cohort, which will hopefully happen. We'll hopefully have at least one more cohort in 2023. And to use those learnings to improve the program or to make changes, and to keep iterating on this to see where things go. Another area that is our immediate next step is to see how our contributors are performing. So folks who have graduated from the mentorship program, are they motivated enough to keep contributing? Do they keep contributing, or do they stay, or do they go away? And of course, there's another important metric, which is whether they complete the program. This is a volunteer program, and everybody joining, both our mentors and mentees, are volunteers. We need to see if folks do complete the program, which I hope they will, because we are designing it that way. Essentially, this is an experiment, and our focus is to pick up the learnings from this experiment and use that to build more cohorts and more mentorship programs. And our hope is to keep on iterating, do more cohorts, and build a system at some point in the next 2 or 3 years where any new contributor coming into WordPress gets an opportunity for mentorship. It could be a one-on-one mentorship. They could have an opportunity to be assigned to a mentor, or maybe there could be ongoing cohorts which happen in a certain period. So they could join one of those cohorts and get mentored. Or maybe each Make WordPress team has its own mentorship program. So some teams are actually experimenting with this. I believe the training team has just put out a blog post on implementing their own mentorship program. And my hope is maybe all teams have that. Maybe somebody who just wants to contribute to core but doesn't really want to learn about the project, they can join the core team's mentorship program. So I hope to pick up all the learnings, as much learnings as possible from this program, and to, you know, pass it along to the good folks who maintain all these make teams and to improve the entire contributor ecosystem. So those are the goals of the working group.
And that's a great spot for us to take our final break. When we come back, we will continue talking to Hari Shankar about the WordPress contributor and mentorship programs, as well as Fight for the Future and what agencies need to know about contributing to WordPress. So stay tuned for more after this break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I'm talking to Hari Shankar today about the mentorship program and the contributor working group that has been brought back to life as a way to help bring people, in particular, new contributors into contributing for the WordPress project. And I mentioned Five for the Future. I think you brought it up a few times as well. This is a kind of program. It's not enforced in any way, but it's sort of a goal that everybody who's profiting, everybody who's benefiting from using WordPress, hopefully will get back 5% of their time. And if this is a successful company, that they would have someone like 5% of their workforce or working time would be contributed to making WordPress better because they're benefiting from it. And I think that kind of ties into this because there might be small agencies out there or web developers who make a living off of designing websites and maybe feel like they should be giving back to WordPress, or maybe even feel like they have a passion project that's part of like an open bug or something that they want to get involved in. They will, selfishly want to make WordPress better, not just, out of the kindness of their heart. And I guess what I'm getting at is this sort of program is aimed towards the Fight for the Future goals, as well as just, people who want to kind of get started with WordPress. Is there anything else that these smaller groups, like individual web developers or agencies, is there anything else that they need to know about contributing at the moment for WordPress? Is there any other good programs to kind of get them started?
That's a great question, actually. And just to elaborate a bit on Five for the Future. So the goal is up to 5%. So not everybody, and especially when we are talking about small agencies with 10 people. For a 10-person agency, 5% is... For a 20-person agency, 5% is one person, one employee, one full-time employee. And they may not be able to dedicate that kind of resource towards WordPress. So, and I understand that companies work differently. So the goal is up to 5%. And whatever an agency or a company or even a freelancer feels comfortable, they can contribute. Even if it's 1 hour per week, that's totally fine. That's very valid. So you were asking about programs for agencies or ways agencies can work on this. One of the things that I'm working on, apart from the mentorship program, apart from the contributor working group, is to create a space where agencies get guidance on how to contribute. So, this was mentioned in the research post that I published back in the day. So even if you're a company and you pledge to Five for the Future, like you go to the website, you sign up, or you're an individual, you edit your profile and you pledge X number of hours towards contribution. That's it. I mean, it shows up in your profile, but you do not get any guidance on how to contribute at this point. The project doesn't do that, right? So this is the problem that I'm trying to solve. And specifically for agencies, I spoke with a lot of folks. Folks signed up, but I actually noticed a few agencies or a few companies who'd signed up but who were not making a ton of contributions. I reached out to a couple of them, and the feedback that I got was that they did not get any guidance on how to contribute. And when they tried finding out all this, our problem is not lack of information. We have too much information. So this information is buried in so many different places. It's in the handbooks, it's in Make blogs, it's in Slack. It's so hard to find, especially if you're a new person into this contributing ecosystem, which is where the mentorship program comes into the picture. So the thing to do as part of my work is to solve this problem. So to create something, to create, at least for starters, maybe something like a detailed overview of how an agency can start contributing. There's so many ways that you can start contributing. Like for instance, you don't really need to dedicate certain number of people who work full time towards this. Even if if you're an agency, you can and again, you don't even need to start contributing code. So if you take a few pictures and if you put it out in the photo directory, that's a very valid contribution, right? So to share that kind of information and on how to organize contributions as a company. So many companies do this in different ways. Some folks they do this on their own time. They dedicate a certain number of hours. Some folks they make contribution part of their sprints. So my hope is to create something which provides all this information to companies and individuals so that they get an idea of how to contribute.
And I think that's a great spot for us to wrap up this episode today. Hari, thank you so much for joining us. If people want to follow you and learn more about the project you're working on, what's a good spot for them to do that?
Thank you, Doc. So to follow me, you can definitely follow me. And my name is Hari Shankar. That is HARISHANKER. I'm Hari Shankar on Twitter, on LinkedIn. I'm definitely on the Make blog. So all this Five for the Future news goes out in the Make WordPress project blog. And I just want to take a quick minute to thank you for inviting me to this talk. I really enjoyed this conversation and you asked me some excellent questions. So it was so much fun discussing what is really close to my project with you. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Hari. And for more great episodes, be sure to check out Press This on your favorite podcasting app. You can also find transcribed episodes on torquemag.io, as well as our live streams and other WordPress news. Next week's episode, we are going to interview Bud Krause about his WordCamp Europe talk, Using Low Vision as My Tool to Help Me Teach WordPress. That should be a great episode. Thanks for listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. You can follow my adventures on Twitter at TheTorqueMag. You can subscribe on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download directly from WMR.fm. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Popular. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love spotlighting members of the community each and every week on Press This.
Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.